I did have a laugh with myself when Tammy called. I said, there's no way. There is absolutely no way I can read my letter to Coach. And guess what I heard right then? Coach was sitting right here. You gutless wonder? All right, I'm in. Dear Coach, one summer not too long ago, a journalist by the name of Hornbeck reported, excuse me, gentlemen, I must get a typewriter and hammer out a story of an atheist who believes in God. As I reflect on our conversations over the years, I cannot help but recall Hornbeck's frustration with Henry Drummond in the final scene of Inherit the Wind. Like the walrus and the carpenter, we have walked miles together. And we have talked of many things, some silly, some solemn, and whether pigs have wings. We've challenged each other with philosophical riddles as to whether there is such a thing as a good lie, or whether lies can be ranked according to being lies of omission, or lies of commission, whether Dagny Taggart really loved Hank Reardon or Francisco de Anaconda, and who the hell was John Galt, and why did Atlas Shrugged? Was Cool Hand Luke really a savior? And was Dragline a devout apostle whose gospel filled hope for the faithful? And let us not forget Leo Buscaglia, Hawkeye, or Trapper John, and their doctrines of love and whether everything is fair in love and war. Yes, my friend. We have spoken many things. As you have with so many of us who are fortunate to pass through your hearts. And we are all better for having humored your Socratic inquiries and for having engaged in the banter. For you demonstrated that the question is as important as an answer and that the next question is even more important to the reformulation of that answer. You coached us as to Monmouth's weaknesses, as to our weaknesses. And as to the weakness of the human condition, at all times demanding that we exercise courage and wisdom as we judge others who similarly are in struggle with their destinies. But I must confess there was one recurring conversation you and I had that will forever temper my view of grace. Whether there was indeed a proactive God to whom we might pray, and if so, to whom was God to respond upon the mustering of a Hail Mary pass with mutually exclusive outcomes? It was during these conversations that you confided in me that the birth of each of your children brought you the closest to the face of a God. And it was during these conversations that you often reenacted relentlessly Henry Drummond's cross-examination of Matthew Brady, during which he rhetorically questioned whether God spake to Charles Darwin or just to the men who wrote the Bible. And now, on the eve of your final scene, you and I both know that the truth lies somewhere within the briefcase of Henry Drummond, where he placed Darwin's The Origin of the Species and the Bible side by side. You guided us toward light, that you warned us of bigotry and ignorance. You directed us to seek truth and justice, yet reminded us that no one had the right to spit on another's religion or even lack of it, And Coach, it has been through your grace and inspiration that many of us are vigorous, healthy, and happy. It is in this vein that you advanced a Siwashian species of sort. For as Darwin observed, the vigorous, the healthy, and the happy survive and multiply. Yet it is also in this light, it is also in this vein that you've nurtured a light that was and remains constant. And somewhere between the constancy of your light and the Darwinian law of variation lies a truth. A truth that manifests itself through all the hearts and souls you've touched on and off the hardwood floor. A truth that has been and will continue to be passed on to our children and on to their children for generations to come. The constancy of the light has blessed you, Coach. It's blessed your family. It's blessed all of us who've been granted a place in your extended family. And oh, what an extended family you have. What a legacy you leave behind. My heart will always be at the K. Where there is light. Where I know I will always be able to find you. Perhaps with Henry Drummond, or a cast of other characters with whom we have walked, as we have talked of many things. Thank you.